It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Not bad. A little cooler this morning than I thought it would be this time of the day.
Yeah, a little bit.
41 right now. Maybe you should call me as I'm getting dressed in the morning. Let me know what it's like out. Or maybe I should just listen to the forecast.
Yeah, you could do that.
I can pay attention to that once in a while. We do that for a reason, you know. Chilly morning, but still going to be a pretty nice day outside again today. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, how are you this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a Maytag drying center near new, priced for quick sale. Front load washer dryer with pedestals in good condition. Several used gas dryers. Got one side-by-side refrigerator. Got seven used electric ranges, two of them being double oven models. Got the used power vent natural gas water heater. Got three used refrigerators in very good condition. Used built-in dishwashers. One used gas range. Used microwave hoods priced for quick sale. And three match washer dryer sets. Got a couple of three older refrigerators that make a good basement fish bait or whatever refrigerator. And they're priced for quick sale. Got new freezers, just an upright. Many sizes, 5 through including 25 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock. Got water softeners, free test of water for hardness, so we can help you properly size your new water softener from W&S Appliance. And also carry water heaters, gas and electric. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and of course, take care of that service later if it's needed. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. At this time of the year, you know, a lot of folks are thinking about getting outdoors, doing some of the things outside. Some of those things are fun. Some of those things are work. You know, you got to get the place all spruced up again for the new year. This is the time of the year that a lot of folks start thinking about some of those do-it-yourself projects again as you start looking around the home place and trying to figure out what happened over the winter and what needs to be fixed up. Well, some of those things might be outdoors, some might be indoors, but there are a lot of different tips and helpful things that you can that can help you along the way, too. I was looking the other day at some ideas there. The folks at the Do-It-Yourself Television Network. Are you familiar with the DIY Network?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of folks are fans.
That's an addiction for the wife.
Well, a lot of folks are fans. Well, they have a number of different show hosts there, and I noticed that a lot of them had posted some things online, some different helpful tips around the house. Some of these you may have heard of before, but some of them, I guess, is one of those things where you just kind of knock yourself in the forehead and say, gee, I never thought of that before. But some of the little tips that they suggest about using when you're doing some of those do-it-yourself projects around the house. You know those little fake pre-approved credit cards that you sometimes get in the mail? They're not real, and they can't be activated. They're just something they send you, and they glue it to a piece of paper and say, hey, this could be yours. And, you know, it's just a little fake thing, but what do you do with them? Throw them away, usually. They just hit the garbage can just as fast as they hit my hand coming out of the mailbox normally. But they suggest maybe you can hang on to those things. You can use them as glue spreaders. Or even maybe as shims if you're doing some work. I guess I never thought about that. Yeah. Recycle just about everything, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? This one was fairly common. A lot of folks probably already know this. A lot of us knew this ahead of time. But, you know, when you're driving screws into some dense hardwoods, if you lubricate them with a little wax or soap, it'll prevent stripping out that hole, too. And I know a lot of folks have been doing that one for a long time. Also, another one, and I never thought about this at all. I don't know why I would have, because I'm not the one that does a lot of ironing around the house, but you know how sometimes when you're, you know, driving a nail, because we all aim so well, sometimes we miss, or slide off the edge and put a little ding in the wood, and it's really, really disappointing. They suggest that if you happen to ding the wood a little bit in the course of a project, that you use a wet cloth and a clothes iron, an iron, that you iron your clothes mm-hmm. with, to steam out the dent.
Hmm. No idea that was possible.
Try that. See, well, I guess you could try it next time. See if that maybe works out a little bit. I'd never heard of something like that before either. And, you know, if you're doing some of that nailing, too, and you're using the hammer and you have problems slipping off the edges, you know, they suggest that you just sand the face of the hammer head with some sandpaper. And that'll help the hammer grip the nail. And it'll prevent that nail head from slipping too much. So there you go. You can avoid those problems with dings and dents in the wood by sanding down the face. But if you do still happen to get some, you just pull out the old iron. And if you can steal it from the wife long enough, and take care of business there, too. You have to figure out where she keeps it. Yeah. Most of us guys don't even know that, or how to use it, for that matter. They also suggest wrapping paint rollers and brushes in a plastic bag between coats. If you're doing a project where you're doing several coats of paint, sometimes 2-3 coats are necessary, depending upon the project you're doing, wrap those paint rollers and brushes in a plastic bag and keep them full of paint. That way they don't dry out. You know how frustrating that is to have to clean those all the time. It seems like more often than not, we just kind of look at it and say, oh, well, throw it away and go buy a new one next time around, you know, in a day or two when you need it again. It's so frustrating, but you know, there are ways you can take care of doing those kinds of things, too. And I noticed another one, too, that was kind of interesting. It had to do with those paint rollers also. They suggest that if you have a paint roller that's too dirty to use anymore, it can actually help you take care of one of those other jobs that you really don't care for very much. If you have that old dirty paint roller that you're just not going to use to paint, they suggest you use it to clean the gutters on your house. Just use an extended handle and then just slide it along the gutter to remove the debris and the leaves. I guess when you think about it, depending upon the size of the roller, it's probably pretty close to the right size to fit right in there. Just push that stuff down, up, and out of the way. Never really thought much about that at all, but there's a way you can do that, too. To repair a nail or a screw hole in drywall, you know how frustrating that is, how sensitive drywall is to that stuff. But if you have a nail or screw hole in the drywall, use a screwdriver with a rounded end on the handle, and they suggest to press the end of the handle into the screw hole, and the pressure will create a bit of a divot, and then you can fill the divot with some spackle or drywall compound, and that way you'll have a nice smooth surface. I suppose that gives you a little bit better chance than just trying to stuff a little bit of that compound inside the screw hole or the nail hole. Those can be kind of difficult. Those usually don't work very well. Another thing they suggest, when you're changing your blades and your utility knife, make sure you wrap the old blade in some tape before you actually throw it away. That way you cover up the sharp edges of the blade to protect from injury, because if you're like the rest of us, when the garbage starts to get a little bit full, usually you stick your hand in the can and try to shove that stuff down so you can fill a little more in. That would be a real shock if you caught one of those things, too. You really don't want to do those kinds of things. So make sure that you get those taken care of. And a couple of other notes that they give us, too, would be things that are kind of on a grander scale that can help you out in the long run if you're doing some of those projects around the house. Number one is to expect the unexpected. You know, just when you think there isn't like termite or water damage, all of a sudden it's there. So have patience, work through issues, and budgeting for projects can really help out too. Just like anything else in life, if you put together some sort of a budget, it can really help you stick to what you need to get taken care of and do it reasonably. Also, they suggest educate yourself before you dive into those projects. You know, the reason so many projects are left uncompleted is just simply a lack of understanding of how it goes back together again. Explore the history, the structure, the codes, safety, and aesthetics before you decide to tear apart the house over the weekend. Make sure you have an exit plan before you dive into something like that. Also, they suggest that you don't skimp when it comes to replacing the work that needs to be restored. Make sure you buy the right tools and have the right materials for the job. That way you ensure that the original integrity of the project that you're working on would be restored as well. They also suggest, too, that regularly scheduled maintenance is always a key to preservation. So keep the outside elements away, like water, wind, cold, and heat. That's the key to maintaining a treasure from the past if you're looking at things like that. And they also suggest to play the part of a good detective. You know, when you're working on some sort of maybe a historical project, and that could be just about anything anymore, the attic, the garage, you know, different types of places where things might be if you've purchased an older home. I know when my folks bought their home, the one closet downstairs was one of those closets that's underneath the stairs, so it kind of slopes down. We found some pretty interesting things in the back of that closet that the prior owners had left behind, probably because they didn't want to crawl back in there, like an old set of persimmon golf clubs. You know, didn't think much about it at the time, and as kids, we were out playing with them. I'm sure Dad wasn't real happy about that at the time, but you know, you never know what you might find. But so when you're looking around in some of those historical areas on those types of projects, they suggest that you look for ghosts or old remnants of the past, like old wallpaper, paint marks, molding and trim pieces, different types of things like that, too. You know, you never know what you might find someplace, and those actually might help you in restoring your project to its original character. Somebody may, you know, there might be extras. Maybe if you've, somebody's done, you know, sometimes you do carpeting or you do some tile work or whatever. Usually you have more supply than what you need, and folks will store those away somewhere. Well, it might be the same with, you know, pieces of molding and different types of things like that, wallpaper and what have you. So that way you can keep it close to the way it was, too. And make sure that you do things in a safe manner as well. So have some fun with some of those do-it-yourself projects, but be smart about those things, too. You can save yourself some time, some money, and some real headaches if you kind of have a plan coming in. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got a very good selection of refrigerators in stock. Top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side-by-sides, and, of course, the very popular French door with bottom freezer. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Got lots of washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load with tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers. They are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts labor in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. Also on the washer has, in addition to that, a 5-year motor warranty and 15 years on the washer transmission. Lots of gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Maytag, Frigidaire, and KitchenAid. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special orders such as drop-in ovens, built-in ovens, cooktops, slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, and range hoods. Stop and see us at W&S, the pot's on, and try to do it today. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, it's that time of the year. Folks are getting outside looking around at all those different possible projects out there. And with that wicked winter we had, downspout issues and guttering and things like that, underground tile issues, and there were all kinds of things happening over the winter. A lot of winter kill, too, in the yards. Got a feeling some folks are going to have some work to do outside this spring. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.